And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service, that ye shall say? And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies, and the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? It came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore forgive them not. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, saith the Lord God of hosts? And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. Then shall the Assyrian fall with the sword, not of a mighty man, and the sword not of a mean man shall devour him. But he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be discomfited. Say now to the rebellious house, Know ye not what these things mean? Tell them, Behold, the king of Babylon is come to Jerusalem, and hath taken the king thereof, and the princes thereof, and led them with him to Babylon. What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called, For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep, and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. But Paul said, I am a man which am a Jew, of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. And I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened,